There was a young boy who was asked by his religion teacher, "Do you pray in the evening before you go to bed?" He goes, "Yes, I do." "Do you pray in the morning?" "No." "Why?" "Because I'm only afraid of the dark." Relationship with God that is based on need is a very poor one. Imagine if someone said to you, "I want to be your friend only because I can get stuff from you." Maybe you had these friends who want you to listen to them talk about their life, and as soon as you begin to mention something about your own, they want to change the subject. They're not interested in you. They're interested in someone listening to them talk about their life or someone giving them something. And you would say, "That's not the kind of friend I want to have." Is God any different? When we think about God, and the first words that come to our mind is obligation, sacrifice, "I have to." What kind of relationship do we think we will develop with God based on our need and doing the least amount of possible? St. Augustine used to say, because he converted late in life, his mother prayed for him for years that he would start going to church. He never did until he was in his 30s. And at the end of his life, when he realized the beauty and the joy that a relationship with God can give you, he said, "Too late have I loved you, O beauty so ancient, so new, so full of joy and so full of happiness." When we approach a relationship with God as Father, as someone you want to get to know, when I was young and a young boy, I thought like a young boy. What can my parents buy me when I go to the store? What can they give me? And I was a pain in the neck. I bothered them a lot. It's amazing they survived before Ritalin. But then, as I got older, I said, "Wow, these people want to spend time with me. There's someone on this planet who actually cares about me. I want to get to know them." And now when they're in their 80s, I look for wisdom from their lips. I want to hear them. I want their opinion. I am so happy that I have them. This is the kind of relationship we should have with our God. To come to church, to kneel down in the morning and to pray in the evening, not because I have to, but to look for wisdom for my life and realize that God, like your mother, cares about you. So today, for the rest of the liturgy, when you are daydreaming about your life, daydream with God. That is called prayer. Prayer is not some dry babbling of words about something you don't understand. It is about connecting your heart to a God and whatever you're thinking about, your children, your job, your mother, your father, your work, your friends, your enemies, include God in that daydream. That is called prayer. And you will find that you will want to talk to this God who is more interested in your life than sometimes you are and has solutions and strength. All he says is, "Knock and the door will be opened to you. Ask and you will receive. Come to the Father and the Father will answer your prayers." Slava Isusu Hristu!